fixed.
And speaking to the Economic Club of New York, the Republican also vowed to stop the flow of U.S. jobs overseas.
To think that Ford is moving its small car division is a disgrace.
Overnight, the Donald Trump campaign issues a statement saying that the GOP nominee does believe President Obama was born in the United States, a statement coming after Trump refused to answer the question during an interview with the Washington Post yesterday. After battling pneumonia, Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton back on the campaign trail in North Carolina saying,
"Even I had to admit that maybe a few days of rest would do me good."
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican nominee Donald Trump outlining his plan for the U.S. economy, which he says will add 25 million jobs to it over the course of a decade.
Everything that is broken today can be fixed.
And speaking to the Economic Club of New York, the Republican also vowed to stop the flow of U.S. jobs overseas.
To think that Ford is moving its small car division is a disgrace.
Overnight, the Donald Trump campaign issues a statement saying that the GOP nominee does believe President Obama was born in the United States, a statement coming after Trump refused to answer the question during an interview with the Washington Post yesterday. After battling pneumonia, Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton back on the campaign trail in North Carolina saying,
"Even I had to admit that maybe a few days of rest would do me good."
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
Some new information about a campaign contribution from Donald Trump to Florida Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi. Critics of Trump and Bondi have said that the check Trump sent 3 years ago was a bribe to get Bondi not to investigate fraud claims against Trump University. But now the New York Times is reporting that the check was in fact dated 4 days before an article on the possible investigation was published.
The truth will come out what went down there, and personally I will explain it to you once the coroner tells me I can.
A grief-stricken former NASCAR driver, Robbie Gordon, calling the deaths of his father and stepmother extremely hard to imagine.
This is very, very tough, and it's not only tough for me, but it's tough for my sister, Robin, Becky, and my sister, which is Sharon's daughter.
The deaths of Robert and Sharon Gordon, who were found dead in their California home on Wednesday, reportedly being investigated as a murder-suicide. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Unexplained jumps in drug prices have been in the news a lot. Now some lawmakers are hoping to address that. Here's Michael Preston with more.
Democrats and Republicans are sponsoring bills requiring drug makers to justify big price hikes. Arizona Republican John McCain and Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin introduced a bill in the Senate yesterday, while Illinois Democrat Jan Schakowsky introduced an identical bill in the House. The measures would require drug makers to give the government more information, including research and development costs, to the Department of Health and Human Services at least 30 days before price increases of more than 10%.
Kids who play video games for more than an hour a day may have more behavioral problems, according to a new study from the Hospital del Mar in Barcelona. But that same study finds also that 1 or 2 hours of video gaming a week provides some mental benefits and improved hand-eye coordination. Speaking of hand-eye coordination, Jimmy Fallon hosted Donald Trump on his late-night show on NBC last night, asking the GOP nominee,
"Can I mess your hair up?"
Trump's response,
"The answer is yes, but the people in New Hampshire, where I'm going to be in about an hour from now, I hope they're going to understand."
You say that?
Go ahead, with my hairspray.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home, sweet home.
And the weather forecast for the Flemington area and Huntington County starts today with sunny skies and a high near 76. Light and variable winds becoming easterly around 6 miles per hour in the morning. Tonight, mostly clear skies and the low around 50 degrees, light and variable winds. And on Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 79. Calm winds becoming southwesterly between 5 and 7 miles per hour in the morning. Saturday evening, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 65. South winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, and a high near 81. Southwesterly winds around 6 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. On Sunday night, showers are likely again, and possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy skies and a low around 66. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Start your work week on Monday with a chance of showers, partly sunny skies, and a high near 81. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Monday evening, partly cloudy skies, and a low around 60.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Huntington, Huntington Helplines radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11 on the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Huntington Helpline and your host of the show. And with me today is Sue Bell of Safe in Huntington. and we're going to have an incredible show this morning. Good morning, Sue.
Morning, Sue. How are you?
I'm good. And it's a gorgeous day, too.
Oh, my gosh. Finally, fall is here. The hot summer's over.
Well, I'm going to miss the hot summer, I have to say. I don't like air conditioning. I like being hot where I could just, like, walk into the water. It's just incredible to me. And it's not like I don't like the fall or the winter. I like wearing sweaters, but I freeze. I wear a quilt on my bed in the summertime, so.
Well, it was certainly crisp this morning.
It was.
I'm glad to hear we're getting some rain.
Yes, because my garden is, I'm losing my vegetable garden for sure, but I guess that's part of it. So, we're here, and we're going to talk about SAFE. I'm always happy to talk with you and all the other representatives of SAFE, because obviously you do great work. I wish I could say that domestic violence has not been in the news recently, but I would say, gosh, the last 2 years, no pun intended, but it's been hard-hitting. And I don't know why that's happening, but as the domestic violence go-to organization in Huntington County, are you seeing an increase, or are your numbers just always there? We just didn't know about it before.
I would say that a couple things. The program that I run, we actually are delivering more services, and our numbers have really increased this year. I run the domestic violence response team program and the sexual assault response team program, and our numbers are way up this year. We have a lot more police engagement and people seeking assistance, both at the courthouse and outside of business hours for protective relief. There's sadly, yesterday, the 14th, was domestic violence count day. It's a one-day in time count for all domestic violence services in the United States. And one of the things that they count each year is how many people you're not able to provide services for that day, whether it's there's not enough room in our safe houses to accommodate people's requests for safety. There's always a need. The need is always greater than your capacity to fill. And sometimes people aren't able to find safety within their own community outside of going into a confidential location. So I actually went to a conference yesterday. I believe there was a domestic violence murder suicide in New Jersey yesterday when you played the news. Last year there were 42 women who were killed in the state of New Jersey by their intimate partner. So we're not seeing the numbers. That's 42 lives shattered. Unfortunately, not that every lethality is certainly a really big problem, but many women suffer lots of different types of abuse. Huntington County in the most recent crime report from the state police had close to 700 domestic violence calls in the county, a county that's, 460 square miles and 100 is a rural county. It's 120,000 people that there were close to 700 times in that year where someone was so fearful that they called the police. Most of the time, people suffer in silence and don't seek the protection of the police. This is a societal problem, and it's a community problem, which also offers community solutions. The helpline, Safe in Huntington, the prosecutor's office. I would say one of the things that I most enjoy with working and living in the county is the number of organizations who are empathetic, supportive, caring, and really do open their doors and hearts to help people in need throughout the county, no matter what their circumstances are.
And I think that's a very important point, because You can shelter somebody for domestic violence, but how do you get that person back to where they're supposed to be so they're living, breathing, working, doing all the things they need to do, attending to their children without that fear hanging over them? And it does take a village. It takes all of us.
Yep.
To provide the resources to get that person. Obviously, SAFE, you're going to get in there right away, make sure that that person is protected and safe, and that is obviously huge. But that 700, when you say that's huge, and obviously pointing out that people don't even report the abuse, so the number's probably higher. We do know that there's a stigma attached. And so even on your own block, to admit that you are being abused by your partner,
yes,
your neighbor is not going to know. You don't want that neighbor getting involved. You don't want that neighbor knowing. Your children's teachers and guidance counselors, your children don't want people to know what's going on in that house. So 700 is just amazing to me. But when I add to it the fact that people really don't report this, that
yep,
they are embarrassed by it, that they think that people are going to somehow judge them for it, that number has got to be,
well, the average
excruciatingly painfully high.
The average victim lives, yeah, 7 to 10 times before they stay out permanently, which means they return 6 to 9 times. And in the process, no one wants to see their loved one, their neighbor, or anyone in danger. But we do put expectations, not as an agency, but as human beings. We do put expectations, and I think sometimes human nature is to look the other way. We're certainly trained to not interfere with families. There's some studies that talk about the first time that a family will, if you beat your wife, your neighbors won't call the police. If you beat your children, your neighbors won't call the police. But if you beat your dog, they will. So there's been a lot of work with the National SPCA and domestic violence, because it's usually the first time that services come into the home, and so we start looking for other things.
Interesting. Hold that thought. We're going to take a short break and come back to that, because that's very interesting how you would work with the SPCA in identifying obvious problems within the house. And that's interesting. Somebody who beats their dog probably doesn't hold off when it comes to a human being either. So we'll be right back with Sue Bell of Safe in Hunterdon. This is Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, and we'll be giving you information on how to reach both of our agencies shortly.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, here every Friday morning. And I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline. I'm here with Sue Bell. She is the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Response Team and Volunteer Coordinator for Safe in Hunterdon. And we have been talking about, obviously, domestic violence here in Hunterdon County and how it's reported or how it's not reported, with 700 cases a year, and knowing full well that many people are not going to report it because of embarrassment, etc. So I want you to repeat what you said the last segment about neighbors not reporting this crime.
Well, generally, people look at domestic violence and child abuse as a private family matter, and they don't want to intervene. But the studies have shown that people will call the police if they see you abusing your pet, your family dog. So there's been a lot of work with the SPCA and domestic violence, because generally it's the first time services come into the home, and there's some kind of family malady that's going on. So when people come in from the animal protection, animal control and stuff, they're going to look for signs of other things going on in the home. You know, when the police go into someone's house, there's a lot of things that the victim will say to the police or not say to the police, but what they see in the house, they can generally be able to figure out some other things that are also going on. Because as domestic violence victims call the police because they're in fear or they take steps for their safety, in the short run, they're actually usually, the studies show, in more danger. In the long run, they are safer, but abusers don't want you to call the police. They don't want you to get a restraining order. So that's about, because it's about power and control. So oftentimes when people do that, in the short run, they're in more danger. So one of the big things that we work with and our volunteers work with is safety planning with our victims. What does your day look like? Who owns your cell phone? Do you have, are you being stalked? Does your abuser, he or she, know the passwords to your social media? Are you being stalked? What happens if you don't come home?
Let's clarify the stalking, because you could be, you know, we see this on TV and the criminal shows, a stalker who sees you from a distance, is suddenly a secret admirer. It may be somebody you know or may not be, but it's more of an attraction kind of thing. But your loved one can be stalking you.
Yes, your loved one can very easily stalk us now. We all walk around with our lovely smartphones that have GPS. They're basic, those, you know, Total Recall microchips that we keep with us to take us everywhere. So one of the things that we ask our clients, what happens if you don't show up, or your abuser comes home and you're not there, or you're at a friend's house and you didn't answer your phone? Well, he shows up. And if they answer, well, he shows up, well, has he ever shown up when you were out to dinner with somebody and he didn't know where you were? Obviously, someone is tracking you, or most likely the person then is tracking them through GPS. So we sometimes we give clients the option of turn the GPS off on your phone. Okay. However, when that's a good example of, if you take steps to make yourself safer, in the short run, you might not be as safe. So the problem is,
because you're angering the person,
and he's like, "Why is it off?"
Right? What are you hiding?
Right. So that's always, and one of the big things that we do with victims, they're the best expert in their life. For everything the victims tell us, there's an infinite amount they don't. So that's an option, to turn your GPS off. What if you left your phone at home or whatnot, so that the person can make decisions? Is this a safe thing for me to do? Certainly, if someone is going to leave and try to move to a confidential location, which any place any of us move is confidential until we tell somebody else where we go, whether it's a safe house or a new apartment or a new home in a new town or around the corner, those are the kind of questions. Certainly, at that point, we would encourage someone to consider changing their phone. It's hard to always make changes.
So, gosh, it's so complicated, because the first thing that comes to mind, if somebody is abusing you, leave. That's not so easy. So then you have to sit here and make the decision, I'm staying here, I know he's abusive. I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to leave my children, etc. What are the steps that I can take? And yet every step that I take may infuriate that person even more.
Well, one of the big, there are a couple things in that. Number one, if we're going to safety plan with someone, the first thing we would encourage them is to remove any weapons from the home, as well as maybe reduce some things that involve, like, weapons of opportunity. If someone has a knife block in their kitchen, they can just open their kitchen cabinet and put it inside. It's their decorative items. That would be something that we might encourage people to do. Certainly access to guns. We live in a big rural county, so a lot of people have, you know, farms and have guns for their farms and protection and everything. So actually handguns and talking to people about handguns. If someone has a restraining order, they cannot have, if someone has a restraining order against them, they cannot have guns. They cannot own guns. The police seize their guns. The judge issues an order for the temporary, and they have to have, you can't own guns. So that's a protection that's not just in New Jersey, that's across the United States. But when you talk about leaving, the most common form of abuse is financial abuse. Most people are either financially dependent on their abuser. 98% of victims suffer some form of financial abuse. Either their abuser has all the control of all the money in the household. Maybe their abuser doesn't work at all. Maybe they're forced to be underemployed. Maybe they lose jobs because they have chronic absenteeism because of injury, or their abuser won't watch the children, or they don't come home in time to watch the children, or maybe they just have trouble at work because of the abuse that's home. So that's a pretty common, so a lot of times people want to leave, but they may not have the ability to be financially independent. So that's a big part of what is the next thing that you can do with somebody. How can you get a living wage job to be able to support yourself? And in our county, which has is a very affluent, expensive county to live in, there's a shortage of affordable housing. And we don't have a lot of subsidized housing, even stopgap housing for people to be able to get on their feet. So those, because someone can be really well educated and have job history and stuff, but they may not have the ability to support themselves, which is something we don't always think about.
Well, isn't that a way to shackle somebody by cutting their opportunity for employment off, by limiting their ability in terms of hours, etc.? I expect you to be home at such and such, therefore you don't have the time to get a job, etc. So it's very interesting psychologically how manipulative the abusive partner can be in order to keep a person in that cage, really.
Yep. Even victims who live in $1 million, $2 million homes may have zero access to money. That's something that is, like I said, 98% of victims experience some form of financial abuse, or they end up drowning in debt, or, you know, their abusers lost their job, so their home's going to be foreclosed on. The financial aspects of it are extremely complicated, and it's something that we work with, and it is shackles, because I think it really comes down to, if somebody had all the options as to whether to stay or leave, abusers are afraid that they'll leave. They always say they don't want the person, but they never want them to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You don't usually see the abuser leave. You know, they don't leave their bedroom, they don't leave their house. So it's difficult, and when people have children and they're in school, they don't want to interrupt their schools. People who've left many times, you will see that they have interruption in kids' schools, because a lot of times they'll move to a family member, they may go into a safe house, so then their kids have to be re-enrolled in school. So,
Interesting that while all this is going on, the abused person still wants to try to maintain some sort of normalcy, which only really exacerbates the problem.
Yep.
Interesting.
Abusive behavior is learned behavior. It's not that somebody has mental illness or they're on drugs or alcohol. They could also suffer from things from that, but that's not why the person's abusive. It is about power and control. It is learned behavior from child witness of domestic violence. It's people who generally think they tend to be narcissistic. They think everything's about them in the world. You know, my needs, me. They generally lack empathy for others, which is why they often are abusive towards animals. You know, they're just other vehicles to distribute their anger. They're not people who have anger towards everyone. It's usually limited to their family, stuff. They're not people who are punching the person, you know, at the stoplight. Those people get arrested. They're like, they just get arrested all the time. What you'll see with abusers is they're manipulative. If the police come or someone else says, they can turn it off as quickly as they turn it on. And they can be very charming. If you ever sit in court, a final restraining order court on Thursdays with the defendants, who oftentimes they get a restraining order against them. They generally, I would say one of the things that I've noticed is they never take any responsibility for any bad behavior that they did. All of us in our relationships can be less than our best self, but usually see victims or plaintiffs will say, well, I did this, because some of what we do is right and some of it is not our best self. But I would say you often, when you talk to someone who's abusive, they just don't take any responsibility for anything. I never did any of it. I never did anything. I never threw anything. I never said anything. So it's sort of like we all do things that are not perfect. So that to me is always a big red flag.
We will take accountability and learn from our mistakes.
Yes.
We're going to take another break and be back with Sue Bell. This fascinating, unfortunate conversation. Certainly wish we didn't have to learn about it, but it is prevalent. And so we'll be right back after these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I have really good news for you. I just heard that the press is stuck on their airplane. They can't get here.
That sound captured by local media because the national media was late for Donald Trump's rally in New Hampshire last night.
They called us and said, could you wait? I said, absolutely not. Let's get going.
Speaking at a rally in New Hampshire, Trump says that not enough NATO allies are paying their obligated 2% of GDP toward defense.
That's USA's Joe Gomez. Overnight, the Donald Trump campaign issued a statement saying that the candidate does believe that President Obama was born in the United States. It's a statement that comes after Trump refused to answer that question during a Wednesday interview with the Washington Post.
It's great to be back on the campaign trail.
Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton speaking there in North Carolina after a couple of days sidelined by pneumonia. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Term Busters at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. Remember, 866-713-5330. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes for preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
The weather forecast for the Huntington County area. Sunny skies today with a high near 76 and light and variable winds becoming easterly around 6 miles per hour in the morning. Tonight mostly clear in the low around 50 and light and variable winds. Saturday mostly sunny skies and a high near 79. Calm winds becoming southerly between 5 and 7 miles per hour in the morning. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 65. South winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline. And if you're just tuning in, we have Sue Bell, who is the Domestic Violence Sexual Assault Response Team and Volunteer Coordinator for SAFE in Hunterdon, which is located at 47 Main Street in Flemington, if you have questions. After listening to this incredible interview, Sue, learning things even as Hunterdon Helpline that I didn't know before, 908-788-7666. That's 908-788-7666. Or you can call the toll-free number, which is 1-888-988-4030. 888-988-4030. So we've been talking about what I consider to be a high rate, 700 cases in Hunterdon County, and of course we did point out that those are reported cases, whereas we don't know how many people are still hanging on to the fact that their partner might change, or it's better for their children if they don't make any waves, the stigma, the embarrassment, etc. So, just really fascinating. On a very awful level. But how, when that call comes in, what happens? And I know you need volunteers. We as the nonprofits in Hunterdon County, whether it's Hunterdon Helpline, whether it's SAFE in Hunterdon, whether it's Family Promise, we run on volunteers. Why? Because we also run on donations. We don't have millions of dollars behind these free programs and services that are so worthwhile in our community. And I do encourage you all, if you want to give, go to givehunterdon.org. You will see a variety of different organizations in the county, including SAFE in Hunterdon, about what they need. Not just the monetary donation, which I encourage you to give, but also volunteers, right? So how do we get those volunteers, and what exactly do they learn, and oh my gosh, what kind of expertise do they need or not need after you train them?
Okay. Well, our volunteers, to do direct client service volunteers, we do ask that people be 21 or older, because we also do sexual violence calls, and the agency, we just feel that it's not for children, okay? This is an adult thing. So what we ask, our dedicated core of volunteers provide over 10,000 hours of volunteer service to the agency each year. We have a little bit over 100 active volunteers. We're always looking for new volunteers because we have a need for them. We lose some, we want some. We're always looking for new things. To be a volunteer...
Well, 700 calls a year.
Yes. For the response team, we actually have 20 active volunteers. We're on call 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. That means holidays, blizzards, hurricanes. If the call comes, if it's a domestic violence call, if someone comes to a police station or the police come to their house and they agree to return to the station, it's an automatic activation of the team. The police call 911 system. They call our hotline and they activate the team. We have a half hour to get to the police station to get the volunteer on call and get them to get to the police station. That's the affiliation agreement that we have.
So the police station, not the person's home.
We do not go to people's homes for the safety of our volunteers.
Absolutely.
Okay. We also do respond to the medical center as well. If we have a section, so we have 461 square miles in the county approximately. So I live in the southern part of the county. I cannot get there in a half hour. So we do the best we can because there are 22 police stations and 3 state police barracks. So we have a half hour to arrive and then we meet with the victim. In order to qualify, we are confidential advocates, which means we can't be subpoenaed. We show up and I go, "Hi, my name is Sue." I don't say my full name. I don't give them my address. And we meet with the victim. In order to qualify as a confidential advocate, you have to complete 40 hours of training. Our training program is 60 hours because we're a dual agency, and that training teaches people about the dynamics of domestic violence and sexual violence, all the different services that we do. We also teach about human trafficking. We teach people how to do safety planning. We teach people how to assess different levels of risks, all the different services that the agency does, all the different programs that we offer. We do a volunteer training at our office. We bring in outside speakers and presenters, some national experts on things like child sexual assault. And then our volunteer program kicks off Saturday, October 24th. And then we run it, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings, and I think two additional Saturdays for about 6 weeks. We conduct, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We do our volunteer training and new staff training. All of our staff attends the exact same training. It's to qualify to be a confidential advocate under state regulations. It's awesome training. People.
How many hours at each session?
Each session, other than Saturdays, runs 3 hours. We do it from 6 to 9. We try to get everybody out a little early, if possible. People, most of our volunteers work full-time, and they come to training at night. I don't think anybody leaves training and thinks, oh, my gosh, that was terrible. It is geared towards adult learning. We do a lot of interactive and multimedia. I personally took it 8 years ago. I do teach it. I think it's awesome. So we always need volunteers. We have volunteers from pretty much every part of the county and lots of diversified backgrounds. We have volunteers who are men and women on our response team as well. It's really important that we have that our volunteers need to reflect our county. We have people who speak Spanish so that we can offer our services to people in their native language so that they're more comfortable. So we would love more.
That I'm sure is very, very important, particularly when you're in the throes of this, it's a horrific situation. The last thing you need is to sit there and have a language barrier, have a cultural barrier, etc. It's not just about the other person speaking your language, but there is a cultural connection as well.
Well, people are entitled to be able to have, it's really important that people understand things and to be given, they're crime victims. At the end of the day, they're crime victims.
Absolutely.
They need to be able to understand, know what all their options are. We do always have the option of a language line as well, but we have recruited and trained people who speak Spanish. If I go on a call and I don't have a Spanish-speaking person who can come in person, I actually, we're very fortunate they will agree that we can call them and just put them on the phone with the victim, or we'll put the phone on speakerphone so that we can talk to the victim.
And don't forget, too, Hunting Helpline's Community Translation Center. Not only do we have volunteers who will go to the site or get on the phone in Spanish, we have Egyptian, we have French, German. You know, let's be very clear. Domestic violence hits every community, every culture, rich, poor, immigrant, citizen, it does not matter. This is a human illness and not a cultural illness. So our Community Translation Center, you know, we have an influx, yes, of course, Latino community is growing, but also our Asian and Egyptian. We have translators across the board, so please remember that if you need someone in any of those languages, call Helpline and we'll definitely get somebody out there, or at least on the phone to begin with. But they are an incredible group of people. We're very lucky to have them.
So once people finish our volunteer program, we do try to integrate them as soon as possible within the agency. We have lots of, yes, we have the response teams where people do special projects for the agency. We have people who conduct drives for the agency. We have people who answer our hotline as volunteers. It's awesome. If they're not comfortable, we have people who volunteer in lots of other capacities. There's committee work, there's mentorship, special projects. We've really, my feeling is if somebody wants to volunteer for us, we will find a way that it works for them.
Absolutely. And to volunteer, let me give the information again. Call 908-788-7666. 908-788-7666. And Duke, this is just a, you know again, it's a very sad situation, but I have to use the word rewarding. You are
yes.
helping someone in a very bad situation and helping to navigate out of that bad situation. So a wonderful volunteer opportunity. Again, please consider Safe at 909-0878-7666. And the first session is going to start on Saturday, October 24th?
September 24th.
I'm sorry,
Saturday. But they can also email volunteer@safeandhunterton.org, or they can go to our website, and it's you click on how can I help, and you can follow and navigate and send everything. All that information for volunteers comes through me because I do coordinate the training and enroll everybody. We take any and all. We try to make accommodate people with you do have to have a valid driver's license usually to volunteer. Yes. So, you know, we try to accommodate people's schedules as best as possible. If you have a conflict on Tuesday nights, we can make arrangements for you to be able to do some of the work independently.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's great. That is wonderful. We have to take another break. We'll be right back with Sue Bell and more information about Safe in Hunterdon. Please remember that Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help in our community. And we are there for you 24/7, 365 days out of the year, referring you to the appropriate agency, whether it's Safe in Hunterdon, Family Promise, Hunterdon Prevention Resources, whatever the need, whatever the challenge, we'll be able to discern what exactly is out there for you to give you a robust solution to your needs. Mental health, employment, education, financial assistance, the list goes on. 1-800-272-4630, 1-800-272-4630, or 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357. Remember, we are sheltering for you in emergency times, and that is for both Hunterdon and Somerset counties. Again, 908-782-4357. We'll be back in a jiffy, so stay tuned for some more information about Safe in Hunterdon and the wonderful work that they do.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi,
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And it's Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunter Hotline Show, and we are wrapping up our last segment of the show with Sue Bell, who is the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Response Team and Volunteer Coordinator. That's a lot. a big title there, and certainly big work that you do, huge work that you do. Not only to train and coordinate the volunteers, but to do the actual work yourself. So, how long have you been doing it?
I actually started at Safe in Hunterdon 8 years ago as a sub-advocate at their safe house, went through the volunteer training, worked for Safe for about, pretty much was hooked from the minute I started. I was like, one of the things... I was like Mikey from the commercial, Sue will do it. So I volunteered and worked and got a lot of experience really quickly. And then I went to work full time in another county. But my heart was always in Hunterdon. And I actually worked full time in one county and part time for Safe for the first year that I was in another county. And then I came back to Safe in Hunterdon just about 3 years ago. So it's
and
very hard to say
that you know Hunterdon County. I mean, you are a resource for us all the time. And I mean, not just in, you know, the arena of domestic violence. You're just a great asset to the community. So
thank you.
I always love talking to you, learning from you, etc. So when we talk about October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, how do we reach people? How do we tell them that this isn't just about our, you know, we've heard in the news or about our athletes and so forth. This is in the community.
This is everyone knows somebody who's a victim of domestic violence, whether it's your sister or it was your mom or your next door neighbor or your cousin or your college roommate or your parents. Everyone knows a victim of domestic violence. It's just whether or not you've spoken to them or you've acknowledged it with them. What we all want to do, first off, is we always want to believe people. We want to be empathetic. We don't want to put anyone in the helping professions. We don't want to put our own personal biases or expectations on their conduct and behavior. We want to allow people a place to be safe and to be able to make their own decisions and choices. One of the things with domestic violence victims and sexual assault victims is it's important that we start giving back the power and we let them, you know, start simple. When you meet with people who've been in long-term abusive relationships, they don't even know what they like anymore. They have lost who they are. So once we want to try to do is give them some safety and then start reintroducing them to themselves, the beautiful, wonderful person that they are.
And I think what you're saying in one sentence is you are non-judgmental.
Absolutely.
So pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone. We have a hotline also. It's usually the first time that people... But there are two ways that we usually get new clients. We do get referrals from other professional organizations, but our hotline, like your hotline, is usually the number is a big way that we get new clients.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, hi, how may I help you? And the person needs to be an active, non-judgmental, empathetic listener. Or we do get people from the police station or the prosecutor's office or the medical center. The victim, when you meet with a victim for the first time and they're in crisis and there's been an incident, they always think it's like an angel in the night. We talked before about working in the helping profession. I think it's the most rewarding. Yes, you may see people who've experienced really horrible things, but you get to make a better that time in their life a whole lot better even if it's, and it just represents a small part of their life, and it is incredibly rewarding work. Everybody has nerves about doing it, but it is very rewarding. It's never about me, but you get in the helping professions, you actually get to help people be able to work on their own lives, which is great. It's nothing more rewarding.
There is nothing more rewarding. The bottom line is you are making a difference. How do you change your environment? How do you change your community? These are the ways you do it. And more importantly, you are changing somebody's life for the better, and you could be saving somebody's life.
I can't personally make anybody safer, which is an important thing for me to always remember, because we do, you know, sometimes one of the things that happens to be not judgmental or not expectations, people do sometimes put themselves in back in harm's way, and they know it, and it's something that they have to do, usually when people have families and stuff, and that's what they have to do. So, if someone's in danger, Safe in Huntington will say, "Please call the police."
Right. And
so,
and you said something about the acknowledgement of the abuser, but the person who is abused too has almost developed a culture around this, and it's difficult to break that learned behavior as well. Well, if I do this, it'll be better. Or maybe I am responsible. Or this is the way a relationship is supposed to work in a marriage, et cetera, et cetera. What are some of the red flags that go off so that a person understands that their living situation is not normal, is not acceptable?
Well, most of us, all we know about relationships is what we witness as children, you know. So what are red flags? I think extreme jealousy. I think if somebody shows up, you know, what I'm saying, stalking, when they show up, if they don't answer your phone, that should be, most people should, we always tell victims to go with their gut, because if your gut makes you startled and alarmed, it's usually something's not right. If somebody knows information, if they start telling you your friends and family are no good, if they start taking your money, if somebody hacks into your Facebook page, if somebody hacks into your bank account, if somebody takes your car keys and they won't let you leave, or they take your car and you're stranded somewhere, those are pretty much red flags. The person may be apologetic, whether it's we used to call that the honeymoon phase, when people say, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and it's really just a form. Over time, it becomes obvious it's just for additional forms of manipulation, because abusive relationships about power and control. It's about one person who wants you to do what they want you to do, and they will take whatever means are necessary for it. I would say that jealousy is a huge thing. People who call you really bad names. It's not okay to call people names. It's different than we're not our best self in a relationship all the time. If someone is constantly calling someone names to belittle them so that they do something they want them to do.
Not that I'm exonerating this, but people in an argument in a fight could let a few zingers go.
Correct.
But this is something that is daily.
It's every day.
To demean you.
Demeaning people sexually, physically. A lot of times you ask victims, when we think of domestic violence, we think someone has a black eye. When I meet with victims, I'll say, do you ever experience physical abuse? And they'll say no. And then I go, okay, has anyone ever pushed you, held you, blocked your way through the door, held your arm, prevented you from leaving, pushed you back on the couch? And the answer to that is usually yes. Those are forms of physical abuse. Someone doesn't have to hit you and give you a black eye that you're experiencing physical abuse.
Well, we are running out of time, but very, very important. Very important. I mentioned this before. We struggle as nonprofits, and we're struggling with some state decisions lately. I encourage you for two things to help out with Safe in Huntington, and that is to, one, please consider being a volunteer. They obviously need that. And two, please remember them when you're thinking about donating. it's very, very important to keep this wonderful work going, funded, and saving lives and helping people change their own lives. So, Sue, what's the website so that they can volunteer and donate?
Yep, go to www.safeinhunterton.org and follow the website, How Do I Get Involved? And you can click on that for donations. I think you can donate straight from our homepage as well, or you can call our hotline at 908-788-4044 or call our office also, which is 908-788-7666.
Sue, thank you. As usual, I really, really appreciate it. This has been fascinating, and I hope you come back on because we could talk about so much more. You do great work, and we thank you for it.
Well, we thank the Helpline because you're a big partner for us. We all collaborate together to serve the same victims.
Thank you. All right. People out there listening, coming up next is Home Sweet Home, and we'll see you back here at 10 o'clock next Friday.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I have really good news for you. I just heard that the press is stuck on their airplane. They can't get here.
That sound captured by local media because the national media was late for Donald Trump's rally in New Hampshire last night.
They called us and said, could you wait? I said, absolutely not. Let's get going.
Speaking at a rally in New Hampshire, Trump says that not enough NATO allies are paying their obligated 2% of GDP toward defense.
That's USA's Joe Gomez. Overnight, the Donald Trump campaign issued a statement saying that the candidate does believe that President Obama was born in the United States. It's a statement that comes after Trump refused to answer that question during a Wednesday interview with the Washington Post.
It's great to be back on the campaign trail.
Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton speaking there in North Carolina after a couple of days sidelined by pneumonia. This is USA Radio News.